Good morning. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. It is July 17th, 2024, with the moon phase in a waxing gibbous stage at 84%. May we be blessed with God's word. The scripture for today, reaching into our soul, is coming from the book of Ephesians. Chapter 6, verse 17. What a triune God gives his followers, the helmet of salvation, to protect your mind so that you can stay on purpose. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, triune God, we thank you for stirring up our soul this morning, gutting out, rebuilding, rebooting our spiritual foundation today, right now. Amen. And for a topic, we want to go ahead and go into with the thought of self-worth. Maturity is learning to walk away from people and situations that threaten your peace of mind, self-respect, values, morals, and self-worth. Amen. In addition to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, which we read earlier, we can also go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. The helmet of salvation is described as a Roman soldier's helmet that protects the head from injury, especially from swords. The helmet of salvation is said to have multiple purposes. It protects you from the enemy. The helmet of salvation, or the helmet itself, provides confidence. It provides safety during attacks from Satan when the antagonist comes your way, who may try to make you doubt. It can also help you to avoid sinful thoughts and understand what is good and what is true. The helmet of salvation assures you of your victory. It can give you confidence that your struggle with Satan will not last forever. It can help you to remember that victory has already been accomplished. The helmet of salvation brings you hope in difficult times. It is also described as a firm promise of God that provides you with hope when life trials and difficulties come about. It can help you to keep you in an eternal perspective and remember that your salvation is a precious gift. Your helmet of salvation keeps you from judging others. The helmet protects you in this way. The scripture says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God right now so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For your struggle is not against flesh and blood, but your problem is against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of what you can't see, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So today, allow the triune God to cocoon you, so you learn to get up and get stronger when life knocks you down so you can get a lot more out of life. In Yoruba spirituality, it says that it greets you on this day of Abatala veneration. And may we celebrate the blessings of Orisanla. Orisanla says that it is imperative that we are meticulous about our spiritual lives. We must be meticulous. Abatala says that this is not a time to mistakenly put our trust in material things. Abatala says that our protection, our progress, and our empower will all be the result of our spiritual discipline. There's a famous quote by a lady named Lori Deshin. She's the founder of Tiny Buddha. She started this information, given this site, after she had many bouts with struggling with depression, bulimia, PTSD, and toxic shame. So she recycled her form of pain into something useful and to inspire others to do the same. She took her struggle and developed a program that helps people worldwide to overcome internal blocks to meeting their needs so they can feel their best, be their best, and live their best possible life. You have to be ready to start thriving instead of merely surviving. Amen? See, there's a difference between caring about what other people think of and worrying about it. When you care about what other people think, you respect their value of their opinion about you. When you worry, you depend on their validation for your worth. So keep caring. Keep treating people like they matter. Because you matter. Just remember, you matter because you were conceived that says that you matter. Whether or not others confirm it. We can't change that life is hard, but we can learn to cope and adapt. We can learn to protect our energy, manage our emotions, and take good care of ourselves so we feel our best and feel prepared for the worst. It's not always easy to be feeling human in a busy world that won't slow down when it all seems like too much, which means sometimes we need to just stop instead. Today, I invite you to stop pushing yourself and stop ignoring yourself. When you put on the helmet of salvation, you will avoid sinful thoughts and understand what is good and true for you. When you forget to do this, you are susceptible to the thoughts that are planted in us by the enemy who seeks to harm your walk with Christ. So today, as we rise, at sunrise, I encourage you to put on the helmet of salvation in your daily life, beginning right now, so that you may be confident in Christ. Remember that in order to keep it secured, we must fully submit in his ways. When God is on your side, there is no battle that you cannot face in this world. Don't be like Lot's wife who wanted to negotiate. She moved ahead, but her heart was still stuck in old. And then when you don't come out the way you think you should have come out, you turn into a very bitter person. Don't do that today, and don't damage your self-worth, because you are more than a conqueror today. To God be the glory. Ogun Nifa Oluwa Amashdi La Rabbi Selah.